8 May 2012, Atlanta, Mr. Shaukat Hussain Sahib's Basha, Badassar Bhai. Assalamu alaikum, Bhai.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Innaka hamidun majid. Astaghfirullah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Shuru korbo? Amake jiggesh koro. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه إلى الله ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون صدق الله العظيم الحمد لله I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given me this opportunity of sitting with you in this mahfil, in this meeting. Meeting for dua, meeting for discussion, beseeching Allah's help, attempting to achieve your nearness. The verse I recited after the initial khutbah is a very famous verse of the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds mankind, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا. Be careful of the day. تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ, on which you will be made to return to Allah. ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ. Then every soul, every person, be a male or a female, will be given back مَا كَسَبَتْ, what it earned. وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. They will not be treated unjustly. This is a very famous verse of the Holy Quran. According to many ulama, this is the last verse revealed to our Prophet. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا. Be afraid of the day, be careful of the day, make preparations for the day. تُرْجَعُونَ فِي إِلَى اللَّهِ, on which you will be made to return to Allah. ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى, then you will be given back. You will be given recompense. Your earnings will be given back. Ma kasabat. Kasaba means he earned. From there the word called ma kasabat. What he earned. Every soul, every person will be given back what he earned. What earnings will go with us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Definitely whatever is called an earning in this world cannot go beyond the limits of this dunya. This earth. Nothing accompanies you to the grave. Man's knowledge cannot discover what is happening in the grave. Therefore the modern people has a tendency, modern man has a tendency to ignore. But the Quran makes maximum mention of this. Quran has been given to mankind to remind him that there is another life. Quran talks in the very beginning of Surah Fatiha, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise belongs to the Lord of the worlds, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the most compassionate, the most merciful. In the third verse, Maliki Yawmiddin, King of the Day of Judgment, the day when man will be given back what he earned. This Yawmuddin, the day of recompense, the day on which we will be given back what we earned, is a very important feature of Islam. According to the scholars of Islam, the basic three pillars are Tawheed, Risalat and Akhirat. Tawheed means believing in Allah and believing that He is one and the only one, He has no partner in any way. Number two, Risalat, Prophethood, that He has sent prophets throughout the ages. He sent Noah alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, Abraham, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Moses, Musa alayhi salam. Jesus is also considered a great prophet. His virtues have been mentioned in the Holy Quran in many places. His name has come more than 20 times, whereas the name of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come only 4 times. Islam considers him a great prophet. But regarding his being a son of God, Islam rejects it. We recite every day in Qul Huwallahu Ahad, Surah Ikhlas. You say, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, He Allah is one, Allahu Samad. He is in no need of any creation whatsoever, for any matter whatsoever. Whereas whole creation, every person, every animal, every fish, every bird, every creation is dependent upon Him, is in need of Him. That is the meaning of the word Saman. That is verse 2. Then comes verse 3. Lam Yalid. Very simple little verse. Lam Yalid means He has no son. Here we differ with Christian's dogma. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Islam attributes great virtue to Jesus. We call Him Isa alayhi salam. Also to His mother, Mary, we call Him Maryam alayhi salam. But so far as their divinity, Islam doesn't agree with that. You can see in Surah Ikhlas, Lam Yalid, He has no son. How Islam clearly specifies its points. So the three basic pillars are one, Allah, the one, the only one, belief in Allah, the one, the only one. Number two, Risalat, the prophethood. He has sent prophets throughout the ages. He sent Abraham. Can you come in front of me? Inshallah, we'll get more. We are here to earn something. Earnings will be more if you are in front of me. We have come here to earn something. These are not sin. Dollars can be sin. That can you see the virtue. That cannot be shown now. That is not important. Sit in front of me. I said this famous verse of the Holy Quran says every person will be given back what it earned. What are the earnings? Apparently we cannot carry our earnings to the grave. Our houses, our cars, our properties, our bank balances, nothing can be taken. So any person in the world, that is what it appears. But number two pillar, the Salat, the prophets. Prophets came to give information to mankind. No, what you see is not the whole fact. There is a life after death. You will be given life after death. But because of apparent invisibility, man does not want to believe. Therefore, Quran narrates the stories of the prophets. Every prophet was belied. Every prophet was denied. You are not a prophet. The Most Merciful has not sent anything. You are lying. If you open the Quran, you will be astonished how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes in the Quran the ridicules the prophets faced. They are only fault. Why do you speak about life after akhira? There is no life after akhira. Quran puts the comments of the disbelievers in a very clear, simple fashion. Aiza mitna wa kunna turaba zalika rajum ba'id. In Surah 50, their quotation is given. What? When we are dead and have become dust, you say we will be made alive again? No, this will never happen. I see digging the grave. My father was buried here 5 years ago. It is all dust. There is no trace. And you say you will be resurrected again. Quran talks in very simple logic. In Surah Yasin, the part of the Quran which is called the heart of the Quran, Surah Yasin is called heart of the Quran. There are 114 surahs. How many surahs?
114.
Out of these, number 36, all the surahs are numbered, very technically numbered. Starting one, Surah Fatiha, number two, Surah Baqarah, number three, Surah Al-Imran, like that. You go to 36, that is Surah Yasin, heart of the Quran. In the heart of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks to mankind. أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الْإِنسَانُ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ. Does not man think for a while that I have created him from a drop? The Quran constantly refers to the beginning of ours. Where were we? Where was the initiation of the creation? We are all born in the mother's womb, in darkness. Therefore Quran says, خَلْقَمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ سَلَاسٍ. Creation, within three darknesses. In Surah Yasin, Allah says, أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الْإِنسَانِ. Does not man see, means doesn't man think for a while, أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ, that I, Allah, created him from a drop. مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ. Nutfa means drop, it means dot. The dot of a ballpoint pen is bigger than the nutfa. فَإِذَا هُوَ خَسِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. I have given him the power to see, I have given him the power to hear, I have given him the power to think. Now he comes in open rebellion against me. He says, فَإِذَا هُوَ خَسِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. قَالَ, he says, مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ. Who will create me again after I have become dust in the grave? Our Prophet is asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here. You reply to their question. Qul. You say, O my Prophet Muhammad, يُحْيِيَ الَّذِي أَنْشَاهُ وَلَا مَرَّى. That being who created him first, out of nothing. Where were we? How did Allah create us? It wants us to think. Implores us to think. Where were you? Where did I start your creation? يُحْيِيَ الَّذِي أَنْشَاهُ وَلَا مَرَّى. Our Prophet is told, reply to their question. Say, قُلْ يُحْيِيَ الَّذِي أَنْشَاهُ وَلَا مَرَّى. That being Allah will recreate him who created him the first time. قُلْ يُحْيِيَ الَّذِي أَنْشَاهُ وَلَا مَرَّى هُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٌ. He is very well known. He is a very well vast creator. Allah can alim. So many such verses appear in the Quran. The comments of the disbelievers are very much repeated in the Holy Quran. Because that is the most important point. So three basic pillars. Pillar number one, Tawheed. Existence of Allah plus oneness of Allah. Existence is mentioned by Jesus also, Moses also. But the followers of Jesus have made their religion into a new one. Their kalama is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. So they believe in Allah. This Allah is not the Allah of Muslims. That is why it is said, فَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. Nothing can be compared to him. No partners, no son, no wife, no daughter. He is incomparable. لَيْسَ كَمِسْلِهِ شَيْءٌ. Nothing can be compared to Allah. Allah must be believed in the proper perspective. Hindus also believe in Allah. They say Allah is one. They say we believe in monotheism. But then they say he has three forms. Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva. The Christians say God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. They also say we believe in Allah. Islam says no. Belief in such an Allah is not what is prescribed. Qul huwallahu ahad. You say Allah is one, only one. No partner. Allah Usama, this is not in need of anyone. No need of son, no need of daughter, no need of wife. He is not in need of anything, anytime. Every creation is in need of him. Lam yalid, he has no son. Walam yulad, nor he is a son of anyone. Walam yakullahu kufuwan ahad. This Allah is Allah of Islam. You have to believe in him in the proper perspective. Second, the salat, that is the prophethood, sending of the prophets. Allah has sent the prophets. Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to this world at 570 AD, which means about 600 years after Jesus. About 1000 years before Jesus or Isa alaihi wasallam came Moses, Musa alaihi wasallam. Another 1500 years before him came Abraham, Ibrahim alayhi salam. These are chronicled by the historians. Historians and the Muhaddisin all agree about the years. So 2500 years before our Prophet came Abraham, Ibrahim alayhi salam. He had two sons, Ismail, in whose progeny came Muhammad 2500 years later. Another son, Isaac, this Quran it is Ishaq. Ishaq is Isaac in Bible. All the names appear in the Bible slightly in a different form. Abraham, Ibrahim, Isaac, Ishaq, Ishmael, Ismail, Jacob, Yaqub. The names appear in Old Testament as well as New Testament. But the followers of Jesus, followers of Moses, don't say, Moses, peace be upon him. No. Jesus, peace be upon him. We Muslims are asked, show respect to my prophets. Say, Isa alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, peace be upon them. It is a clear instruction of the Quran. Qul, our Prophet is asked. Qul, Alhamdulillah. Say Alhamdulillah. Wonderful verse. Allah is asking us through His Prophet. Qul, Alhamdulillah. Say Alhamdulillah. We say it very often. Alhamdulillah. Next. Wasalamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Peace be upon His servants whom He has chosen. Whom has He chosen? Whom has He selected? These are the prophets. Allah has selected the prophets. Allahu yastafi min al-malaikati rusulam wa min an-nas. Allah selects from mankind and also from the angels. Amongst the angels, the most superior most is Jibreel, or Gabriel in English. Jibreel alayhi salam. So we Muslims show the world, whenever the name of any prophet is mentioned, we say instantly alayhi salam. You go to a panwala in Bangladesh, you say Dawood, he will say alayhi salam. Rikshawala, say Sulaiman, he will say alayhi salam. But not so in the West. We say Musa alayhi salam. The Jews don't say, peace be upon him. We say Isa alayhi salam. As the instruction is contained in the Quran, you can easily trace what is the order, what is the execution. The order is, قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ say Alhamdulillah. وَسَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَىٰ also say, peace be upon the prophets. We do that. The order is there, we execute it by saying this. Many such verses are there in the Quran about which the basic order is not known to us. But we say it constantly as has been instructed in the Quran. So number two, the prophets. Number one, Allah. Number two, the prophets. Number three, the message sent to them. What is the message sent to them? The message is simple and clear. You have a life after death. Now, age after age the prophets come, the men whom they faced denied them. مَا أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا in Surah Yasin. What did the people say when the prophets came? The first thing they said, مَا أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا you are not sent ones, you are not prophets. You are just men like us. How can a man like us become a prophet? وَمَا أَنْزَلَ الرَّحْمَنُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ the most merciful has not sent anything. إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا تَكْذِبُونَ you say lies. The prophets were called liars. In the next page of Surah Yasin again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ no prophet ever came on this earth who was not ridiculed, who was laughed at. Oh poor fellow, you speak about Akhirah, there is nothing called Akhirah. The verses are very simple and clear. إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا نَمُوتُ وَنَحْيَا وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَبْعُوثِينَ this life is the life. We die here, we live here. وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَبْعُوثِينَ. We'll never be resurrected again. You're saying, will be made alive? No, it's still alive. Again, in another surah. مَا هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا نَمُوتْ وَنَحْيَا. This life is the life. There is no life after death. نَمُوتْ وَنَحْيَا. We die here, we live here. وَمَا يُهْلِكُنَا إِلَّا الدَّهْرُ. Nothing but time kills us. You'll be astonished at the comments of the disbelievers 1400 years ago. You cannot imagine anything more severe in askance, in their talking against religion, against akhirat. So that is akhirat. Akhirat means the life after death. That is a pillar of Islam. And this pillar is the most discussed pillar in the whole Quran. Other two are also very much discussed. There are 6000 plus verses of the Holy Quran. Out of that, only about 500 refer to important activities like salat, fasting, pilgrimage, alms, zakat. But more than 6000 verses are devoted to these discussions. Discussions about Allah's virtues, Allah's powers, His kindness, His rahmat. He talks about His kindness very much. For example, there is a beautiful verse in Surah Mulk. Qul, again, this is a very specific way the Quran addresses the Prophet. Qul, Qul means you say, you declare, you proclaim before all mankind. Qul. We know about four Qul. Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun, Qul huwallahu ahad, Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. Four small surahs start with Qul and we say char Qul, four Quls. But there are many, many Quls in the whole Quran. For example, I have just said one. قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. Say Alhamdulillah. وَسَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَىٰ. Peace be upon the Prophet. Now here is another. قُلْ. You say, you proclaim, you declare, you remind all mankind. هُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَاكُمْ. He has given you this existence. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ. He has given you the power to hear. وَالْأَبْصَارَ. The power to see. وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. The hearts. The heart which keeps the memory, which processes. Now in computer language you say the audio signal enters the ear, video signal enters the eyes. What about the processor? Where is the memory? Where is the memory of man? The gray cells are here, brain. Where is man's heart? Where is mind? Nobody has discovered it. Doctors say the heart is here. It pumps the blood. The brain cells are there, gray cells. That's all right. What about the heart? What about the soul? There is a famous question that has been raised over the ages. What is the soul? Heart is here, brain is here. What about the soul? There is a famous question the Jews asked our Prophet. Say, O Muhammad, where lies the mind? Where lies the soul? Again, a call comes here. Allah gives the answer. Pull. Again, pull. They ask the question, Allah gives the answer. By saying قُلْ he instructs Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You reply to the question. قُلْ الْرُوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. قُلْ you say, الْرُوحُ the soul is مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. From the command of my Lord. If you say we have not understood, it's very important to see what comes next. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ you reply to their question. الْرُوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. The ruh is from the command of my Lord. The next thing, وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. You cannot understand anything more than this. You have been given but little of knowledge. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Why do you boast so much? How much do you know? You cannot see yourself. You can see your body parts. You cannot see where you lie. The body goes away at night. The Quran declares, اللَّهُ يَتَوَفَّى الْأَنْفُسَ حِينَ مَوْتِهَا. Every night I make you die. In your sleep I take your soul away. This is a wonderful declaration of the Quran. A man dies every night in his sleep. His body functions. The heart pumps. The lungs expands and contracts. Blood circulation remains. But the soul is not there. Immediately your mama says, hey, wake up. You say, oh. The soul returns. So that's the verse of the Quran. اللَّهُ يَتَوَفَّى الْأَنْفُسَ حِينَ مَوْتِهَا. وَالَّتِي لَمْ تَمُتْ فِي مَنَامِهَا. Allah takes away the souls every night in sleep, and one for whom death has been ordained, in death In death it is taken forever. It is not given back. So the body remains. The Quran talks about the soul as well as sleep. Sleep rejuvenates us, gives us comfort. Quran talks about sleep as a blessing. وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds mankind, have I not given you sleep? أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا. Have I not spared the earth? وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادًا. Have I not made the mountains as peaks? وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. I have created you in pairs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds mankind, this creation in pairs is a great blessing of mine. You never think. وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. I have created you in pairs. This pair, mother and father, daughter and son, male, female. The Quran reminds us, this is a great blessing. If you look at your family life, who brings peace in the family? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself explains this verse in another place. The verse I am saying, وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا, occurs in the 38th part. The simple part of the Holy Quran, called Ampara, the 38th part of the Holy Quran. وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. But in part 21 he elaborates himself. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. You want to see his signs? One of his signs is your wife. Look at the mention of the Quran. One of his signs of Allah. You want to see his sign? وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ, from his signs. أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ. He has created from your own kind, human beings, two eyes, one nose, two ears, mouth, everything like a male, only slight differences. But she is so different. خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. أَزْوَاجًا means spouse. It applies for the husband as well as for the wife, but here it is particularly mentioned for the wife. أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. So that you get peace in them. How much peace does the wife bring? How much comfort does the parents bring? Quran mentions about the prophets. It not only talks about those three, but gives us the manners. And that is put under Akhirah. What are the things that will benefit you in Akhirah? Our host, Mr. Shaukat Hussain, has lost his mother-in-law. Raviv's Nanu, grandmother, has expired a few days ago. We believe she will be resurrected, as we will be dead and then resurrected again. A question arises, can we send something for her? Can we send gifts for Raviv's grandmother? The answer is some gifts. Yes, you can send gifts. What are the gifts? Gifts are what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مَا كَسَبَتْ. The earnings of Akhirah. Whatever earning is an earning for Akhirah can be sent as a gift to your grandmother. What is the earning? This sitting in a meeting where Allah is discussed is an earning. What are you doing here? We are discussing Allah. We are discussing His prophets. We are discussing the work given to His prophets. What work has He given to the prophets? The prophets have come to tell mankind. You cannot make scientific discoveries regarding the grave. You will find only dust. But your creator gives you the information. He will recreate you. So this is a point very, very important. And everything centers around that. Our belief in Akhirah, our disbelief in Akhirah, that makes the difference. The whole West looks after the modern civilization, developments. America, USA, the mightiest nation on earth. So beautiful, so developed. The Quran gives a simple reply. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. They very well know the outward things of life. وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. But they are neglectful of the life after death. Not only neglectful, they deny. They say, you are a liar. The most truthful servants are called liars. The way the Quran discusses the criticism against the prophets is unique. Why does the Quran discuss so much about their position? You will be astonished. In Surah Furqan, the name is criterion. It is said, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the disbelievers say, إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّفْكُنْ. This Quran is not a lie. You will be astonished, the mentions in the Quran. إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّفْكُنْ. This Quran is not a lie. Iftarahu, Muhammad has written it down on himself, by himself. Now he says it has come from Allah. وَعَانَهُ عَلَيْهِ قَوْمٌ آخَرُونَ Others have helped him in this fabrication. Again, وَقَالُوا أَسَاتِرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ كَتَبَهَا They say, stories of the old people, he has written them down. Stories of the old people. Again, مَا لِهَذَا الرَّسُولِ يَاكُلُ الطَّعَامَ يَمْشِي فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ What sort of prophet is he? He eats food. Why does Muhammad eat food? Therefore Christianity devised this divinity. Prophets eat food, that is an item of disbelief. Mali Azhar Rasul, what sort of prophet is he? Yaqul Qawam, he eats food. Rayam Shifil Aswaq, walks in the bazaars. A man like this cannot be a messenger. Even Muhammad was ridiculed this way. Ainna latariku alihatina li shairi majnoon. Again, disbelievers' quotation is given in the Quran. Shall we forsake the gods of our forefathers for this mad poet? Our prophet was called mad poet. Lishair. Shair means poet. Majnoon. Mad, mad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives consolation to our prophet. Noon wal qalami wa ma yasturun. Ma anta bi ni'mati rabbika bi majnoon. By the grace of your Lord, you are not mad. Allah is consoling our prophet. The disbelievers call him prophet, magician, mad. Allah is replying, مَا أَنْتَ بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ لَمَجْنُونَ You are not mad by His extreme grace. وَإِنَّ لَكَ لَعَجْرًا غَيْرَ مَمْنُونَ For you is the word of utmost importance. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ You have been given the best qualities ever possible to be given to a man. فَسَتُبْصِرُ وَيُبْصِرُونَ You will see, they will also see. بِأَيِّكُمُ الْمَفْتُونَ Who amongst you is mad? This is one answer to the word that you are a madman. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was termed mad. So Allah gives the reply. That is in Surah Noon. Alam, it's second surah of 29 para. First surah is Surah Mulk. In Surah Mulk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكُ وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ Blessed is that being, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكُ In whose hands lie all power, all authority. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ He is the most powerful one over everything. Second verse, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا Who has created death and life, Allah says, I have created death and life. Now you are in life. You decry life after death. No. That is my purpose. Why have I created life and death? لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ To test you. How you behave. Whether you look at your creator or forget him. The world makes us forget. The pomp and splendor of modern civilization makes us forget. This also is a verse of the Quran. This is a very important surah. Surah Al-Haqqum Al-Takasur. أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ You are being beguiled, you are being taken away by the competition for more wealth. أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرُ This attitude of yours will soon disappear. Once you reach the grave, you claiming that there is no life after death will come to an end. Life after death is the most important pillar Quran discusses. So the three major pillars are Tawheed, existence and unity of Allah, the Salat, prophethood of the prophets, number three, Akhirah, the life after death. And regarding life after death, in the very beginning of Surah Baqarah, beginning of Quran, Allah says, أَلَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ Those who believe in Ghaib. What is Ghaib? Usual translation is unseen. But the scholars of Islam say Ghaib does not mean unseen. What cannot be seen, what cannot be heard, what cannot be smelt, what cannot be touched, tasted, what cannot be felt. Five basic senses. Man has been given five basic senses. The ear, the eye, the nose, the tongue and the skin. Five perception senses. All scientific gadgets help him through these five. If a man is blind and if he cannot hear, what help will the scientific gadgets give him? Therefore Quran reminds in many places, قُلْ هُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَكُمْ You remind mankind, who gave you these ears to hear? Who gave you these eyes to see? Who gave you this mind to memorize and to analyze and to process information? And then Allah says, قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. Little gratitude you have, you are so ungrateful. Little it is that you show gratefulness. So the basic point of the Holy Quran is be grateful to your Lord, your Creator, your Sustainer. He is not only your Creator, He is the Creator of the heavens and the skies and the earth. Allahu Allazi khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard, who has created everything. Therefore the basic teaching, first verse is Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdu, all praise belongs to Lillahi, for Allah, Rabbul Alameen, the Lord of the worlds. Quran's basic aim is to make man grateful to Allah.
Yes.
So I was referring to Labib's grandmother. What can he send for her as gifts? Now she's in the grave. Her dead body is rotting. But Islam teaches us, our Prophet teaches us, you can send gifts. What gifts are these? Ice cream? Chocolate? Nothing the world has. These are the earnings of Akhirah. What are the earnings of Akhirah? This is the best earning of Akhirah. Sitting in such a gathering where Allah is talked about, His messengers are talked about, the message of Akhirah is talked about, and the materials in the Quran are talked about. Talking about these, listening to these are the best form of earning for Akhirah. So, the account of our Akhirah, the angels are writing virtues for every second we are standing in such a gathering. Next, so this is spoken of in the Quran. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. Who can be better in speech than one who talks about Allah, who invites to us Allah? Bangla bulbo. MashaAllah. Thik ase. আমি যে কথা বলছিলাম যে ইসলামের প্রধান জিনিস তিনটা, আল্লাহ, এক আল্লাহ, শুধু আল্লাহ মানলে হবে না, এক আল্লাহ, নো পার্টনার, হোয়াটসএভার, নো পার্টনার ইজ অথরিটি, দেয়ারফর দেয়ার আর মেনি কালমা, লা ইলাহা ইল্লাল্লাহ ইজ দ্য বেসিক ওয়ান, নো গড এক্সেপ্টিং আল্লাহ, বাট দিস ইজ মেনি এলাবোরেশন, লা ইলাহা ইল্লাল্লাহ ওয়াহদা ইজ ওয়াল অ্যালোন, লা শারিকা লা, লা ইলাহা ইল্লাল্লাহ বিভিন্ন সংস্করণ আছে, শুরু হচ্ছে লা ইলাহা ইল্লাল্লাহ, দ্যাট ইজ দ্য বেসিক কালমা, লা ইলাহা ইল্লাল্লাহ মুহাম্মাদুর রাসূলুল্লাহ. নাও লা ইলাহা ইল্লাল্লাহ ইজ এক্সপ্লেইন ইন দ্য কোরআন এন্ড অলসো ইন দ্য হাদিস. আল্লাহ ছাড়া মাবুদ নাই, এটা মূল কথা, তার সঙ্গে তার শরীক নাই. ওয়াহদা, তিনি একই এক, লা শারিকা লা, তার কোনো শরীক নাই. লাউল মুলক, সকল শক্তি তার হাতে, সকল সাম্রাজ্য তার হাতে. All authority belongs to him. Huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. He is the one most powerful over everything. So that is elaboration of the basic kalima. Ek number Allah ebong Allah tauhid ekottobad. Dui number rasul der risalat ba tader pathanor byaparta. Juge juge Allah taala rasul der pathiyechen. Tin number tader ke pathiyechen ki khobor diye, sei khobor ta akhirat. Mrityur por arek jibon ache. Ei tinte holo moulik bhitti. এই তিনটির মধ্যে শাখা প্রশাখা আছে. আখেরাত বলতে কি বোঝো? আখেরাতের ব্যাখ্যা কোরআন দেয়, আল্লাযীনা ইউমিনুনা বিল গায়ব. হোয়াট আর দি আইটেমস অফ আখেরা? আইটেম কি আখেরাতের? আইটেম গুলো কি গায়বের মধ্যে? এক নম্বর আল্লাহ. আওয়ার চিলড্রেন আর টট দিস ইন দি মাদ্রাসা, ইন দি বেসিক স্কুলস. আমানতু বিল্লাহ, ইমানে মুফাসসালা শিক্ষা দেওয়া হয়। আমানতু বিল্লাহি, আমি ঈমান আনছি আল্লাহর উপরে, ও মালায়েকাতি, তার ফেরেশতাগণের উপরে, ও কুতুবি, তার কিতাব সময়ের উপরে, ও রুসুলি, তার রসুলগণের উপরে, ওয়াল ইয়াউমিল আখির, শেষ দিনের উপরে, ওয়াল কাদরি খাইরিহি ওয়া শাররিহি মিন আল্লাহ তাআলা, তাকদীরের উপরে, ওয়াল বাসি বাদাল মাউত, মৃত্যুর পর পুনর্জীবনের উপরে. যদি সেভেন পিলার্স অফ আখিরা, এর অনেক শাখা প্রশাখা আছে. এখন যদি আমরা অর্জনের ব্যাপারে আসি, প্রথম তিন আইটেম গেল ইসলামের প্রধান তিনটি স্তম্ভ, এক নম্বর তৌহিদ, দুই নম্বর রিসালাত, তিন নম্বর আখেরা. এবার আখেরাতের জন্য কাজগুলোকে আবার ওলামা একরাম ভাগ করে দিয়েছেন. দ্য স্কলার্স অফ ইসলাম হ্যাভ ক্লাসিফাইড দ্য ওয়ার্কস ফর আখেরা. হোয়াট আর দি ওয়ার্কস ফর আখেরা? দেয়ার আর ফাইভ. নাম্বার ওয়ান, আকিদা, The first item which will benefit us in the akhirah and the life after death is aqaid, correct belief. Those are those seven. Belief in Allah, belief in angels, belief in His prophets, belief in His divine books, belief in last day, belief in taqdeer or preordination, belief in the life after death. You will be made alive after death. These are the seven. That is branch number one in our earnings. Branch number two in our earnings for akhirah, ibadat, saying salat, keeping fast, making pilgrimage, giving alms to the poor, zakat. So there are four here. Branch number three is usually very little cared for, that is muamalat, how we earn our money. How we earn our money is a very important portion of earning. The Quran declares, أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيَّ وَحَرَّمَ الرِّبَى. Allah has made lawful the usual transactions, but riba or interest is haram. All sorts of ugly activities denied in the worldly affairs is also denied by the Quran. Robbery, theft, lying, deceiving people, all these are forbidden. But the most important item is muamalat. Your earning, that should be halal, that should be lawful. That is item number three. In classification, third category. Fourth category is muasharat, your behaviors to the people around you. Fifth branch is akhlaq, what is there inside your heart. You have not expressed by your mouth anything. Can you tell me what activity is there in branch number five? Ami. পাঁচ রকমের কাজের কথা বলেছি, প্রথমে বলেছি তিনটে প্রধান আছে, বাট আর দি থ্রি বেসিক পিলার্স, আল্লাহ, হিজ তাওহীদ, ইউনিটি, রিসালাত, দি প্রফেট, আখেরা, দি লাইফ আফটার ডেথ. নাও আই এম টকিং অ্যাবাউট হোয়াট উইল বেনিফিট আজ ইন আখেরা. থার্ড আইটেম, ফর হুজ দি প্রফেট সেন্ট, হোয়াট উইল বেনিফিট আজ, হোয়াট আর দি আর্নিংস অফ আখেরা. দি আর্নিংস অফ আখেরা ডিভাইড ইন ফাইভ ক্লাসেস. আখেরাতে কোন অর্জন আমাদের কাজে আসবে, হোয়াট আর দি আর্নিংস. These worldly possessions will not avail. Your wealth will not accompany you to the grave. Your properties will not accompany you to the grave. Your relatives will not accompany you to the grave. Your bank balance will not accompany you to the grave. What will accompany you to the grave? This information has been given by the prophets. Rasulullah juge juge manushke janiyechen kobore jiboner pore ki kaje lagbe. Amader sampad kaje lagbe na, amader bari ghor kaje lagbe na, amar atmiyo shojon kaje lagbe na. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. The Quran declares, that day your wealth and your sons will not avail. They will not be of any help for you. What will help you? قَلْبٌ سَلِيمٌ. A heart of tranquility, a heart that followed the Prophet perfectly, that is called قَلْبٌ سَلِيمٌ. Quran Shabir Vikkat Ayat, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. يَدِنْ كُنُوا شَنْتَنْ شَنْتُتِ دَهُنْدُ لَبْكَ جَعْجْبَنَا إِلَّا مَنَا صَلَّهَا بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٌ. শুধু একটি প্রশান্ত আত্মা কাজে আসবে. প্রশান্ত আত্মা কাকে বলে? কালমিন সেলিম. হোয়াট ইজ দি হার্ট অফ ট্র্যাঙ্কুইলিটি? দি হার্ট দ্যাট পার্সন হু ফলোজ দি প্রফেট টোটালি. হাউ হ্যাজ দি প্রফেট টু বি ফলোড? দ্যাট ইজ হোয়াট আই এম টকিং নাও. দি প্রফেট হ্যাজ টু বি ফলোড ইন ফাইভ ব্রাঞ্চেস. ব্রাঞ্চ নম্বর ওয়ান আকীদা, ফান্ডামেন্টালস অফ ফেইথ, বিলিভিং, সিম্পল বিলিভিং, নো অ্যাকশন, অনলি বিলিভিং ইন হার্ট অ্যান্ড প্রনাউন্সিং ইন দ্য মাউথ. রসুল্লাহ সাল্লাহ আলসালামের অনুসরণ অনুকরণ করলে সেটা আমাদের জন্য আখেরাতের কামাই হবে. আখেরাতের কামাইকে ওলামায়ে কেরাম, স্কলার্স অফ ইসলাম পাঁচ ভাগে ভাগ করেছেন. দি অ্যাক্টিভিটিস উইচ উইল বি আওয়ার আর্নিং ফর আখেরা, এর মধ্যে প্রথম হচ্ছে বিশ্বাস, আকায়েদ. দুই নম্বর হচ্ছে ইবাদত. ইবাদতের ব্যাপারটা আমরা সবাই বুঝি, নামাজ, রোজা, হজ, যাকাত. তিন নম্বর হচ্ছে মোয়ামেলাত, লেনদেন, কাজ কারবার, আমাদের আর্নিং, মানি. চার নম্বর হচ্ছে মানুষের সঙ্গে ব্যবহার, মোয়াশারাত. পাঁচ নম্বর হচ্ছে আখলাক. আই এম আস্কিং দি চিলড্রেন, ক্যান ইউ গিভ এন এক্সাম্পল অফ হোয়াট ইজ আখলাক? ইন্টারনাল অ্যাফেয়ার, দ্য বিগ. ব্রাঞ্চ নম্বর ফাইভ, ক্যান ইউ মেনশন অ্যান আইটেম ইন আন্ডার ফাইভ? আখলাক মিন্স ইন্টারনাল ক্যারেক্টার, ইউর বিহেভিয়ার ইনসাইড ইউর হার্ট. Nobody in the world can find. Duniyar kono manush jante parbe na ki obostha tomar mone. The first is known to everybody, niyat. intention. Can intention be shown? Your intention is go to school. Your mother says you are going to a friend's place. Can she understand what is actually in your heart? Can our mothers understand what is in our heart? So that is an item of heart. Intention. So these are the five branches. Allah Ta'ala santushti jana kaj, jekhulu amadir kabur thake paraburti jivana kaje lagbe, shekaj gulu alamra, Islamic scholar ra bhaag kore diyechen. Pratham bhaag, akida, vishash. It is most important. Ehi bhaage jodhi kono ashvidha thake, namaz kono kaje ashbe na. Jodhi kyo mone kore Quran, Allah bani noy, Muhammad rachana kore niyeche. So he is denying the divinity of the Quran. His namaz, his roza, his hajj, his zakat, all invalid. Very important. Out of the five branches, branch number one is utterly important. What is that branch? Aqaid. Beliefs. Belief in Allah, belief in His angels, belief in His books, belief in His divine books, belief in His messengers, belief in the last day. So these are the items of class one. Panchta kajer moddhe, pratham group, vishwas. Ek number aqaid, aqaid er mane vishwas. Dui number ibadat, upasana. Namaz, roja, hajj, zakat, egulo sob dui number category te pore. Tin number muamalat, len den kaj korbar, kibhabe amader mal uparjit hoyeche. Char number manusher shonge byabohar, muasharat. Ar panch number abhyontorin charitro, akhlaq. Jidewama consider it an action of to please Allah when he participates in the presidential election. Branch number five is totally absent in the Western world. Jidewama contest in the presidential election to please Allah. What was his intention? The intention must be to please Allah. Therefore in Hadith our Prophet's first saying that is put in there, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّةِ. Your actions will be judged according to your intention. Intention is very important. This is an affair of the heart. Now we are coming to Maghrib prayers. We'll say 3 rakats. And then we'll say Isha prayers, 4 rakats. If you say, Allah, I'm going to say 4 rakats of Zuhr prayers, you are going to say Isha prayers. But in your mouth you are uttering, I'm going to say Zuhr prayers. What will happen?
What is your intention?
Angels will say, what is your intention? Your intention was to say Isha prayers. Your uttering, I am going to say Zohar prayers, will not be accepted because intention is a matter of the mind, not of the mouth. Your uttering is not important. Intention is something which is in the heart. So nobody can see it. Can anybody be shown what is my intention? Intention is one. There are many items here, 10 items. 10 specific qualities of the heart. First and most important, most easily understandable is niyat. So the 5 branches. Ibadah and Islamic discussions, these are the most important items. Because our Prophet said, though there are 5 branches of amal, actions, aqaid, fundamental beliefs, ibadat, muamalat, muasharat, akhlaq. The second item is very important, ibadat. We say 5 times of prayers. Every day ibadat comes so often. What distinguishes Muslims from other communities? Do Christians pray 5 times? Do they have mosques as we have? Do they have minarets from whom the Muazzin calls Azan? Today I went to see Masjid al-Farooq, the big mosque. So my son was there in Bangladesh. And he said, how have you seen the greatest mosque, largest mosque? I said, I only remembered a particular verse of the Holy Quran. He said, what verse, Papa? I said, Huwa alladhi arsala rasulahu bil huda. This is a famous verse of the Quran. He, Allah, has sent His Prophet, Huwa alladhi arsala rasulahu bil huda, with guidance, wa deen il haq, to religion. Then the word, what comes next, is very important. Liyuzhirahu ala deen kullihi. He will make this religion manifest over all other religions. He will make this religion victorious over other religions. 1400 years ago this verse has been given. You look at the what? What is the state of Islam? What is the state of other religions? The verse is, وَالَّذِي He Allah is that being أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ He has sent His Prophet بِالْهُدَى with guidance, true guidance, وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ true religion. Then لِيُوزُ هِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّ He will manifest, make this religion manifest over other religions. He will make it victorious over other religions. Next, وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ. However much this may displease the polytheists, those people who put partners with Allah, however much they may be displeased, this will be the case. The flag of Islam will raise higher and higher, will flutter better and better. That is a prediction of the Holy Quran. So you can easily see the beauties of Islam. I am again coming back. What can he send for Labib's grandmother? We can say good deeds. What are the good deeds? There are many classifications. Number one, talking about Islam, listening about Islam. That is what we are doing. So this gathering of ours, where I am talking and you are listening, is the dearest earning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. Once you have performed the activity, we will only say to Allah, O Allah, here is a good deed we have done. Send it to our mom, to our parents, to my grandmother. Where is Labib? Labib, come down. Number one. Gatherings like this, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is discussed, religion is discussed, Islam is discussed, Quran is declared. I have put before you so many verses of the Quran. Very simple verses, but against religion. They are dangerous verses. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا إِفْكٌ. The disbelievers say this Quran is utter lie. Is not this a dangerous verse? Is the Quran lie or truth?
True.
Why Allah says إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا إِفْكٌ? He is quoting the disbelievers. إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا إِفْكٌ. This Quran is utter lie. إِفْتَرَاهُ. He has fabricated it. Who pointed out as a fabricator? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these dangerous verses? But these are no verses of the Quran. If these are recited, what will happen? These quotations which contain the criticisms of the disbelievers against our Prophet. Now Allah says, once I have made this part of the Holy Quran, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ الشِّفَاءُ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. This will bring the rahmat of Allah. Recitation of these verses, which are utterances of the disbelievers, now parts of the Quran, now verses of the Quran. Uttering these will bring the rahmat of Allah. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So these reciting of the verse of the Quran is an important virtue. Number one, I say, discussion meetings is a virtue, is a righteous deed. Number two, recitation of the Quran. Number three, simple utterances. Our Prophet has mentioned many virtues. Simple uttering, Subhanallah, is a great virtue, is a great deed. Just uttering this, Alhamdulillah, we utter this very often. But we don't know how virtues are described by the Prophet. He himself taught his dear daughter Fatima, radiallahu anha. Say 33 times Subhanallah, say 33 times Alhamdulillah, say 34 times Allahu Akbar. Isn't this known as Tasbih Fatimi? What is Tasbih Fatimi? The zikr, the Prophet himself taught Fatima radiallahu anha, his dear daughter. What is Tasbih Fatimi, Labib? The teaching Prophet Muhammad gave to her, to his daughter, Fatima, his dear daughter. What did he say? Oh Fatima, say Subhanallah 33 times. How many times? Say Alhamdulillah 33 times. How many times? Say Allahu Akbar 34 times. 33 plus 33 plus 34. Total number? 100. And she has been told, this will be of great help to you in the life of Akhirah. This will be greatly valuable earning for you. So what are the earnings which go with us to the grave? These utterances. Subhanallah means glory be to Allah. আমাদের সঙ্গে কবরে কি যাবে? প্রথম কথা ছিল আখেরাত। আখেরাতের আলোচনার প্রধান কথা হল কবরের পরের জীবন আছে। অবিশ্বাসীরা যুগে যুগে কবরের পরের জীবনকে অস্বীকার করেছে, রসুলদেরকে মিথ্যা বলেছে। আমাদের প্রফেট মোহাম্মদ সাল্লাল্লাহু আলাইহি ওয়াসাল্লামকে কিভাবে মিথ্যা বলেছে কোরআনের আদ্যত তার কথা ভরপুর। যেমন একটু আগে আমি সূরা ফোরকান সূরা নম্বর 25 সেখান থেকে আপনাদের বললাম, ওয়াকাল আল্লাযীনা কাফারু ইন হাযা ইল্লা ইফকুন। কাফেরেরা বলে এই কোরআন মিথ্যা। That which is most truth is called a lie, utter lie. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا إِفْكُنْ افْتَرَاهُ شَيْ بَنِي نِيسَ محمد نیجے رسولہ کرے بولے ایتا اللہ رکھا سکرشتے وَآَنَهُ عَلَيْهِ قَوْمٌ آخَرِينَ اور انیک لوگ ایتا کہ شاہد جو کرے سے وَقَالُوا أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ ترا بولے قرآن کو تکلو پورن لوگ در قصہ ماتتو غلپ ماتتو stories of the old people اب ترا بولے وَقَالُوا أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ تر پر بولے مالی حاضر رسول کمون رسول মানে রসুলকে সমালোচনা করে তার বাণীকে বিশ্বাস করে না কোরআনকে অবিশ্বাস করে এই জন্য আমি বলছিলাম এই বিশ্বাসটা হচ্ছে প্রধান আইটেম আমাদের আল্লাহকে খুশি করার জন্য কবরের পরের জীবনের আয় বা আর্নিং এর জন্য মোস্ট ইম্পর্টেন্ট হচ্ছে বিলিফ আকায়েদ বিশ্বাস যদি ত্রুটিযুক্ত হয় আমল গৃহীত হবে না যদি কেউ বলে কোরআন মুহাম্মদের রচনা আল্লাহর বাণী নয় His belief lies in the first sector, ataid, vishas. His salat, his fasting, his pilgrimage, all are useless. The first item to uttunta dhami, vishas uttunta dhami. Dui number ibadat, namaz, roja, haj, zakat. Three number muamalat, len den, kas karbar, earning. Four number muasharat, babar, samadhik babar. Samadhik babar ke koto importance dae Quran. চার নম্বর আখলাক অন্তরের আমল হোয়াট ইজ ইনসাইড দি হার্ট সো দিজ আর দি ফাইভ ব্রাঞ্চেস অন উইচ ইউ হ্যাভ টু ওয়ার্ক আখেরাতের জীবনে আমল হিসেবে পাঁচটা এই পাঁচ ব্রাঞ্চের যে কোনো ব্রাঞ্চের আমল করে শুধু আল্লাহকে বলা আল্লাহ দিস ইজ ফর মাই গ্র্যান্ড মাদার ইন দি গ্রেভ ওয়েন দা সিলাই নাও ইন বাংলাদেশ হাউ মেনি মাইলস অ্যাওয়ে 12,000 মাইলস দি স্কলার্স অফ ইসলাম সে ইউ অনলি সে টু আল্লাহ Allah, I have uttered Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, Allahu Akbar 34 times. I have done this deed for you, your satisfaction. Please give this to my mom. Give this to my mother's mother, grandmother in Bangladesh. It reaches like hot speed. Speed of an aeroplane? Speed of light? The scholars of Islam say they travel at speeds greater than light. In the physical world, science teaches us nothing can travel at a speed greater than light. But this is not this world which we are talking about. We are talking about Akhirah. The scholars of Islam say that the speed is still larger. Speed is higher than speed of light. You say something, it reaches Allah. Oh Allah, bless my mother in grave. Oh Allah, bless my nanu in grave. This is a dua. Talking to Allah is dua. Oh Allah, give me this is dua. Supplication, beseeching. That is the second part, ibadah. Ibadatir shar hoche dua. The Quran teaches many dua. The Quran says, Udu Rabbakum, Tadarwam wa khufiya. Call to your Lord in a very obedient and mild manner. Waqala Rabbukum udu'uni astajib lakum. Your Lord says, call me, I will answer your calls. Quran Sharifir mudde dua shampur ke onek kotha ase. Amade jara kabore chole gesen tader jonno dua ekta boro kaj. শুধু মুখে বলা আল্লাহ আমার আম্মুকে মাফ করে দেন আল্লাহ আমার নানুকে কবরে শান্তিতে রাখেন তার কবরকে শান্তির বাগান বানিয়ে দেন দিজ আটারিংস আর কল দোয়া সাপ্লিকেশন বিসিচিং ইমপ্লোরিং কান্ট ইউ সে দিস ও আল্লাহ আমার নানুকে আরামে রাখেন সে ইন ইংলিশ ও আল্লাহ কিপ মাই গ্র্যান্ড মাদার অ্যাট পিস দিজ এ দোয়া দিজ এ রিচ টিম এ গ্রেট স্কলার অফ ইসলাম নারেটেড ডু ইউ নো How to send something for your dead father in the grave? I teach you a simple manner. Spend 5,000 taka on the poor people, orphans, destitutes, widows who are in need. Spend it at night so that nobody sees. Then only say while you come back to your house, oh Allah, I've spent $5,000 or 5,000 taka. Give the reward thereof to my father in the grave in Bangladesh. He says it has reached. You say it has reached faster than the speed of light. Does it require a mobile phone to press buttons? Or you can just speak to Allah? Habib, when you wish to talk to Allah, do you need a mobile phone? You can just speak to Him. Oh Allah, do this for me. That is dua. Dua has been termed as dua mukhul ibadah. The brain of all ibadah is dua, making supplication to Allah. And there are many supplications in the Quran. The famous one is, ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار Oh Allah, give us the good things of this life and also the good things of hereafter. What has not been neglected? The famous prayer, this is in the Quran. Rabbana atina, atina means give us. Fid dunya, in this world, hasana, best things. Give us the best things. Islam doesn't prohibit, you shouldn't have such a luxurious house. You should not possess such a luxurious car. Islam doesn't prohibit it. Whatever may be your luxurious state, you say Subhanallah, your earning is for Akhirah. You say Alhamdulillah. Can't you say this? And this is a very famous teaching of the Quran. Sabbi isma rabbika al-ala, the Quran says. Glorify the name of your Lord. Alladhi khalaqa fasawwa, who created then perfected. Quran reminds, Alladhi khalaqa fasawwa. Khalaqa means he created, fasawwa, he perfected. Tumar putipalokir namir gaurav ghoshana karo, sabbi isma rabbika al-ala. Sabbi, the word sabbi is a command form, means glorify. Sabbi isma rabbika al-ala, glorify the name of your Lord. How to glorify the name of your Lord? The Prophet teaches, say Alhamdulillah, say Subhanallah, say Allahu Akbar. And in a greater perspective, he is saying, when this verse was revealed, sabbi isma rabbika al-ala, he asked his companions, jakhon sabbi isma rabbika al-ala nazil holo, tumar mohan potipalokir namir gaurav ghoshana karo. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sahabiderke bollen, tumi namazer sejdai je bolo subhan rabbiyal ala. Do we say this or not? We don't know the order. We execute it. How do we execute it? When you go for sejda and prostration, what do you say? Subhan rabbiyal ala. How many times? 3 times. What is the status? This is a sunnah. Raising the hands in salah is sunnah. Saying Allahu Akbar is farz. Saying tasbih in ruku or sajda is sunnah. Subhana rabbiyal azim, subhana rabbiyal azim, subhana rabbiyal azim. 3 baar tasbih para sunnat. Namazir mudde patram haat utano sunnat. Takbirat tahrima Allahu Akbar bala farz. Haat banda, haat rakha, mehde jun haat rakha, purujun haat banda sunnat. These have been classified in detail by the scholars of Islam. What can he do for Akhirah? What are the activities which will benefit us? Akhirah te jonno sabche upokari kon jinish? Sabche upokari jinish guluke 5 bhage bhag kora hoyeche. Tar moddhe ditiyo bhag sabche important, ibadat. Amra 5 waqt namaz pori, sara duniyar muslimanra pore. Sara duniyar sokol dharmer shonge amader sampurno bhinno obostha namazer dara suchito hoy. No other religion prescribes azan. Have you seen Christians proclaiming like this, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar? In America, declaring in the open is prohibited. We say it inside the mosque. In Bangladesh, right in the open. Is there azan, call for prayers in any other religion? Is there such activity in any other religion? Imam leading the prayers, all Muslims following them, from the whole Muslim world, so that is ibadah. You can recite Quran. You can utter zikr, all these are activities for the after. Specifically, our Prophet suggested, you want to send some gifts for the dead ones? Now we are in a gathering. Our main action will be, we'll say at the end of the gathering, oh Allah, we sat here for a while, discussed your oneness, your unity, discussed your Prophet's activities, discussed Akhirah, discussed the amals, activities which will benefit us in the hereafter. Oh Allah, kabul karen. This is a prayer in the Quran. Whatever you do, you say, Rabbana taqabbal minna. Oh Allah, accept this. If Allah accept this, then this is a good deed. If Allah says, no, you have spent $5,000 on the poor people, but your idea, intention was to show off. If your idea is to show people, will you be accepted by him? So the word is Rabbana taqabbal minna. Sincerity of purpose. Only for his desire. Islam amader ke purishkar shikhiye day. আখেরাতের আমল কোনগুলো? এগুলোকে রাসূলুল্লাহ
সাল্লাল্লাহু
আলাইহি ওয়াসাল্লাম শিখিয়েছেন। বহুত আখেরা তাওহীদ, আল্লাহর একত্ববাদ, রিসালাত, রাসূলদের কার্যক্রম এবং তাদের আগমন, আখেরাত, মৃত্যুর পরের জীবন। এরপর আমি বলেছি আখেরাতে কোন কাজগুলো আমাদের কাজে আসবে, যেগুলো আমাদের অর্জন হবে। অর্জনগুলো 5 রকমের, 1 রকম বিশ্বাস, 2 রকম ইবাদত, 3 রকম হালাল উপার্জন, 4 রকম মানুষের সঙ্গে ব্যবহার। হাউ দি কোরআন এলাবোরেটস দিস, দি কোরআন ডিক্লেয়ার্স, ওয়াকাদা রাব্বুকা আল্লা তা'বুদু ইল্লা ইয়া, your Lord's decree is you should not worship anyone except Allah. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. You do ihsan to your parents. How to do ihsan to parents? Best possible treatment to parents. Quran describes it. إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا. If in their old age they are with you, your father or mother at their old age, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمْ أُفٍّ. Number one. Don't utter in a word of dissatisfaction towards your parents. فَلَا تَنْهَرُهُمَا. Don't rebuke them. You cannot rebuke your parents. فَلَا تَنْهَرُهُمَا. Don't rebuke them. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Talk to them respectfully. وَقْفِرْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ. Spread your wings of mercy towards them. وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. And say, pray to me, رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Oh Allah, have mercy upon them as they had mercy upon them. This treatment to parents, how much is this taught? Today I was in the library. What is the name?
Barnes & Nobles.
Barnes & Nobles. I found a book. Why do I love my mother? Because dot dot dot. And then she narrates, the writer. Why do I love my mom? Because she takes, looks after me with so much of affection. She is my best pillow. When I was a baby, what is the best pillow? The mother slept. She prepares food for me. She looks after me every second. Similar, many items are there. We can put the same question. Why should we love God? Who has created us? Who has given us the atmosphere that we are breathing? Who has given us the oxygen in the air? Do we breathe willfully or breathing is done automatically? Do we do it willfully? When we play, when we chase others, isn't the breathing going on? Who does this? Who has given the most important item, the oxygen in the air? What about the lungs? The physicians say the lungs divide into smaller and smaller branches. At the last end of alveolus, they are small air bags. What is the number of air bags contained in usual lungs, a single person? More than 35 million, says SubhanAllah. Every air bag, alveoli, is surrounded by blood capillaries. There are two walls, walls of the capillary, walls of the air bag. The air, the oxygen in the air, passes two walls through diffusion, goes into the bloodstream. The carbon dioxide from there comes into this. Who has created this system? Is it a discovery, is it an invention, or is it a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yes. How our body is functioning. Who has given this affection in our mother's heart? So should we not love him? No question of believing. First item is you should love him. Who has given the love in mother's heart? That is why the famous saying in the Quran is, Qul, you say, O proclaim, In kuntum tuhibbuna Allah, if you love Allah, it doesn't say, In kuntum tu'minuna Allah. Fattabi'uni, then follow me. The verse in the Quran is very important. In kuntum tuhibbuna Allah, say, O Muhammad, say to mankind, In kuntum tuhibbuna Allah, if you love Allah, fattabi'uni, follow me. Quran Mujide Rasulullah ke anusharaner jonno Allah Taala bolechen, Qul, he amar Rasul, apni shara duniyar manushke bole den, In kuntum tuhibbuna Allah, jodi tumra Allah ke bhalobasho. Ekotha nai jodi tumra Allah er upor iman ano. Allah ke bhalobasha uchit chilo. Tini mayer cheyo apon, mayer mone eto sneho, eto momota ke diyechen. Amader jibon bachanor jonno eto upokoron ke diyechen. Quran declares, أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ. Have you considered the water that you drink? أَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ. Ei pani make theke tumi namao naki ami namai? Is there a rainfall technology, artificial rainfall technology? There is mobile phone technology, internet boasts about most modern technology. But there is nothing called artificial rainfall technology. Pani ke Allah ichchay pore na American technology te ane. Well, does the technology bring the rains or Allah gives it? Tell me, lovely. The Quran answers the question. Antum anzaltumuhu minal muzni. Do you bring it down from the clouds? Am nahnul munzilun, or I give it? Law nashaa ujalna ujaz. Ami chaile pani ke bitter kore dite bastam. Falaula tashkurun. Why don't you be grateful? Why don't you say Alhamdulillah? Say Alhamdulillah. Kul Alhamdulillah. The Quran Mujid Allah Ta'ala nijer ni'amat gulke ullekh korechen. একটা বেশি জরুরি কথা যেটা বলেছেন, আপনি মানব জাতিকে বলে দেন, কোল ইন কুনতুম তুহিব্বুন আল্লাহ, যদি তোমরা আল্লাহকে ভালোবাসো, ফাত্তাবিউনি, আমাকে অনুসরণ করো, মানে মুহাম্মদুর রাসূলুল্লাহ সাল্লাল্লাহু আলাইহি ওয়াসাল্লামকে অনুসরণ করো, তাকে অনুসরণ করতে হবে। কয় ব্রাঞ্চে? পাঁচ ব্রাঞ্চে। ব্রাঞ্চগুলোর নাম কি? আকায়েদ, ইবাদত, মুআমালাত, মুআশারাত, আখিরাত। এই পাঁচ শাখায় আল্লাহ তাআলা আমাদেরকে আমাদের প্রিয় নবী মুহাম্মদ রাসূলুল্লাহ সাল্লাল্লাহু আলাইহি সাল্লামকে অনুসরণের সৌভাগ্য দেন। এই ব্রাঞ্চগুলোর মধ্যে সবচেয়ে দামি ইবাদত আর সর্বপ্রধান দামি বিশ্বাস। ইবাদতের মধ্যে নামাজ। নামাজের সম্পর্কে রাসূলুল্লাহ সাল্লাল্লাহু আলাইহি সাল্লাম বলেছেন, কিয়ামতের দিনে মানুষের সবচেয়ে আগে হিসাব হবে নামাজের, এবং এই জন্য নামাজের বিধান দেওয়া হয়েছে। নামাজ সারা দুনিয়ার মুসলমানেরা পড়ে। দিস ইজ দ্য স্পেসিফিক ক্যারেক্টারিস্টিক অব দ্য হোল মুসলিমস। নামাজ, আজান, একামত, মসজিদ, দ্য হোল ওয়ার্ল্ড রিকগনাইজ দ্য মুসলিমস বাই দ্যাট। এই জন্য এই ফান্ডামেন্টাল জিনিসগুলোকে বারবার আলোচনার কথা বলা হয়েছে। আমরা সামান্য কিছু আলোচনা করলাম। আল্লাহ তাআলা আমাদেরকে আমলের সৌভাগ্য দেন, আমাদেরকে বেশি বেশি জিকির করার সৌভাগ্য দেন, নামাজ ঠিক মতো করার সৌভাগ্য দেন। নামাজ প্রতিদিনে পাঁচবার আসে, মেয়েদের জন্য আরো কিছু কনসেশন আছে। রোজা বছরে একবার আসে, হজ জীবনে একবার আসে, দেয়াদি বেসিক। এর সঙ্গে মুআশারাত, মানুষের সঙ্গে আচরণ, মুআমালাত, লেনদেন, কাজ কারবার, এগুলো তো আমাদের প্রতিটি ব্যাপারে মুহাম্মদ রাসূলুল্লাহ সাল্লাল্লাহু আলাইহি সাল্লামকে অনুসরণ করতে হবে। আল্লাহ তাআলা আমাদের এই সৌভাগ্য দেন। ওয়া আখিরু দাওয়ানা আনিল হামদুলিল্লাহি রাব্বিল আলামিন। কোন কোশ্চেন থাকলে বলেন। আই এম নট এ স্কলার অফ ইসলাম, আই এম নট এ স্কলার অ্যাকচুয়ালি, আই এম এ পুয়ার ইলেকট্রিক্যাল ইঞ্জিনিয়ার, বিএসসি ইঞ্জিনিয়ারিং ডিগ্রি। আই টুক মাই বিএসসি ইঞ্জিনিয়ারিং ইলেকট্রিক্যাল ডিগ্রি ইন 1961, দেন আই ওয়ার্ক ইন দ্য প্র্যাকটিক্যাল ফিল্ড ফর 8 ইয়ার্স, দেন আই ওয়ার্ক অ্যাজ অ্যান অ্যাসিস্ট্যান্ট প্রফেসর ইন ইলেকট্রিক্যাল ইলেকট্রনিক ইঞ্জিনিয়ারিং অ্যাট বাংলাদেশ ইউনিভার্সিটি অফ ইঞ্জিনিয়ারিং টেকনোলজি ফর 26 ইয়ার্স। But I had the opportunity of being with a great scholar of Islam in Bangladesh, Hafiz Ji Huzur, Hafiz Maulana Muhammadullah. He in fact instructed me, entrusted upon me this task. Hamidur Rahman, you have been with us for a long time. I hereby give you this responsibility, entrust you with this task. That you should also discuss in gatherings. You should talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should appeal to mankind to believe in Him as the Prophet did. The work of the Prophet has to be done by every Muslim. That is why I have come to talk to you. Simple discussion. So I again say, I am not a scholar of Islam. I am a khadim of the scholars of Islam. Servant of the scholars of Islam. Alam der khadim. I will not be able to answer questions beautifully. I can only express my feelings when a question is asked. So ask questions now. Prashna karo. I said I will express my feelings about a question.
If they have any question, they can send it by written.
For the ladies, if you have any question, you can write it down and send it downstairs.
Through Labib. Collect the question.
So if you have any question, you can actually come at the stairs and I'll send the mic.
আপনাদের জন্য আমি বললাম আমি জব দিব এই দাবি করি না, আমি আমার অনুভূতি প্রকাশ করব। So you please ask, if my capabilities enable me to answer, I will answer.
You can ask any type of question related to religion, Islam.
Come out with a question.
I just want to say a couple of things, you know, while they're thinking about questions. Hamidur Rahman sir had flown all the way from Bangladesh for the purpose of Deen. And I'd like to thank him on behalf of the host of this house, who is my uncle-in-law, Shaukat Mama, for giving us the opportunity to listen to him.
We will pray for his mother-in-law, Shaukat Sahib, Mr. Shaukat Hussain, Lavis Nanu. We will pray like this. O Allah, accept our work, that we have sat here, talked here, listened here. Accept it. Rabbana taqabbal minna. Then we will say, O Allah, give it to Lavis grandmother and great. আল্লাহ লাবিবের নানুকে সব পৌঁছে দেন। তার সঙ্গে আমরা তিনবার কুলহাল্লা শরীফ পড়ে নেব। আমাদের রসুলের বিখ্যাত বাণী, তিনবার কুলহাল্লা শরীফ পড়া এক খতম করেন সব। সো লেট আস মেক দি রিসাইটেশন, দেন কাম ফর দি কোশ্চেন্স, এন্ড মেক দি দোয়া, এন্ড দেন কাম দি কোশ্চেন্স। আউযু বিল্লাহি মিনাশ শাইতানির রাজীম, বিসমিল্লাহির রহমানির রহিম, আলহামদুলিল্লাহি রাব্বিল আলামিন, আর রহমানির রহিম, মালিকি ইয়াওমিদ্দিন, ইয়াকা নাবুদু ওয়া ইয়াকা নাস্তাইন, ইহদিনাস সিরাতাল মুস্তাকিম, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله أستغفر الله. Let us make a short prayer. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك مجيب الدعوات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اے اللہ ہمارے مجلس کے قبول کرو, ہمارے بھول ترٹی کے معاف کرو, اپنا حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم انسرن کرنا ہمارے نصیب کرو. اللہ ہمارے مت جیوت سکل کے معاف کر دین, خاص کر لبیب نانو جنہیں کچھ دن آگے اپنا کیسے چلے گیے سن, تر جنہ ہمارا سامان کچھ عمل کر لم, سورا فاتحہ سورا اخلاق تین بار پڑھ لم, اس سنگے دور شریف پڑھے ذکر کرے اپنا دین آلوچنا کرے ہمارے عمل کے اپنی قبول کرن. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم. اللہ ہمسلف ٹیچرز دی دعا, پرے ٹو می لائک دس. ربنا تقبل منا, او لارڈ ایکسپٹ دس فرام اس. ہی آلسو ٹیچرز ربنا لا تؤاخذنا ان نسینا واخطانا. اللہ تعالیٰ نجی دعا شکیے دیچن, ہے عالم ہے ہمارے پرتیپالک ہمارے یہ کاج کے ہمارے عمل کے قبول کرن. এই আলোচনা, এই আপনার কথা, আপনার রসুলের কথা, আপনার আখেরাতের কথা, আপনার কোরআনের কথা, আপনার দিনের কথা আমরা বলেছি শুনেছি, এই আমলকে আপনি কবুল করুন. বিশেষ করে আমরা সূরা ফাতিহা এবং সূরা ইখলাস তিনবার পড়েছি, এই সকল আমলের সব আপনার সকল প্রিয়জন সকল নবীদের রুহে বখশিস করে দিন, খাস করে মোহাম্মদ রসুল্লাহ সাল্লামের রুহে বখশিস করে দিন, সকল মুমিন মুসলমান যারা কবরে শুয়ে আছে তাদের রুহে বখশিস করে দিন, বিশেষ করে লাবিবের নানু যিনি কদিন আগে চলে গেছেন তার রুহে সব পৌঁছে দিন. রব্বানা তাকাব্বাল মিন্না ইন্নাকা আনতাস সামিউল আলিম ওয়া তুব আলাইনা ইন্নাকা আনতাত তাওয়াবুর রহিম. রব্বানা ইন্নানা সামিউনা মুনাদিয়ান ইউনাদি লিল ঈমান আন আমিনু বিরাব্বিকুম ফাআমান্না. রব্বানা ফাগফির লানা যুনুবানা ওয়া কাফির আন্না সাইয়্যাতিনা ওয়া তাওয়াফানা মা'আল আবরার. রব্বানা ওয়া আতিনা মা ওয়া'আদতানা আলা রুসুলিক ওয়া লা তুখজিনা ইয়াওমাল কিয়ামাহ إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. الله আমাদের সকলের সকল নেক বাসনা পূরণ করেন, আল্লাহ আমাদের সকলের জন্য উত্তম ফয়সালা করেন, আপনার হাবিব মুহাম্মদ রাসূলুল্লাহ সাল্লাল্লাহু আলাইহি উত্তম অনুসরণ অনুকরণ নসিব করেন, আপনার হাবিব সাল্লাল্লাহু আলাইহি দ্বীনের জন্য আমাদের জান আমাদের মাল আমাদের সময় যা আপনি আমাদের রিজিক দিয়েছেন সেগুলোকে সহিভাবে খরচ করার সৌভাগ্য দেন, তা বলে আপনার সন্তুষ্টির জন্য কাজ করার সৌভাগ্য দেন. মা তৌফিক ইল্লা বিল্লাহ আলাইহি তাওয়াক্কালতু ওয়া ইলাইহি আনীব. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين آمين برحمتك يا رحم الرحيم. Now questions and answers separated from the Ibadah. If you have any question please ask me.